This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers may be back to work soon despite the continuing pandemic. May 18th, now the target date for both General Motors and Fiat Chrysler to restart assembly lines. Fiat Chrysler's CEO Mike Manley revealing their date, while the automaker also announced a $1.9 billion loss for the first quarter. Manley says about the plan to reopen.
This plan has been developed following continuous discussions with the UAW and the governors of the states within which we operate, particularly Governor Whitmer from Michigan.
The Ford Motor Company has not yet said when it might reopen its plants. The White House says it will begin scaling back its coronavirus task force later this month. Officials saying that health experts will continue to advise the president and be accessible to the media. Meanwhile, more than 71,000 Americans have died from the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi not backing off her support for the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, telling MSNBC she believes that Joe Biden did not sexually assault a former Senate aide. The California Democrat adding the case is closed for her. A Supreme Court justice hospitalized. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized after getting an infection that was caused by a gallstone. The 87-year-old justice underwent non-surgical treatment for what the Supreme Court described as a benign gallbladder condition. Ginsburg plans to participate in Wednesday arguments over the telephone from her hospital room. She's expecting to be released on Thursday.
A Missouri police officer now in stable condition after being shot while responding to a call of a stranded driver on an interstate near St. Louis last night. The officer returned fire, killing the suspect, identified only so far as a man in his 20s.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Tyson Meat Company says it will reopen its largest U.S. pork plant tomorrow. Tyson had closed it because of the pandemic and so many workers having the virus, but now it plans to resume limited production at that facility in Waterloo, Iowa. Employees returning to work have all been tested for the virus, and company officials say, of course, those who tested positive will be staying on sick leave. The New York Times is reporting that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is interested in being Joe Biden's running mate in November. Whitmer has publicly denied interest in the vice presidential nomination, telling Glamour magazine recently that she worked 2 years to get to where she is and loves Michigan and has daughters in high school and is not looking to go anywhere. But again, there is that New York Times article. Today is National Nurses Day, and it kicks off National Nurses Week, the annual celebration of nurses, especially appropriate this year, as nurses across the nation are, of course, working at great personal risk to treat patients during the coronavirus pandemic. In more normal times, when people aren't under stay-at-home orders, there would be some big events to thank nurses today, but that's not going to happen this year. National Nurses Week ends on May 12th. The birthday of Florence Nightingale, who's considered the founder of professional nursing. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is James Herson time. Yes, we're talking about the best-selling author, media and legal analyst here right now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just polishing up my protest surfboard. You know, it's got a picture of the governor.
I thought I saw it there, you know, unsocially distanced. In fact, you know, I was surprised the governor didn't point it out specifically.
Well, you know, that's what's really funny is, you know, he closed down. Of course, we're talking about he closed down, pinpointed the Orange County beaches. My community where I live. And interestingly enough, I have friends who are veterans. And one of the things they do as therapy for their post-traumatic stress disorder is surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who has done surfing knows it's automatically distant.
Yes.
So it's dangerous to get close when you're surfing, not just because of fibers.
Yeah, right.
Because you get hit with a flying surfboard.
Right.
So surfers automatically socially distance themselves. Their activities take place out in the ocean, fairly far away from everyone. So it just it exemplifies how wrongheaded this kind of draconian order is, which shut down the beaches on a 42-mile stretch, including places like Seal Beach, which is an interesting place that there's a big naval center there. Lots of military go to Seal Beach. But it wasn't, Seal Beach didn't have many people the weekend before. Mm-hmm. There were some concentrated places in Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, and in Ventura County, which wasn't shut down, which made everyone think, gee, this is political because Orange County has a large Republican registration. So the sheriff of Orange County told the governor, hey, if you need us to enforce this, we won't. Pound sand is what he said.
Right.
The mayors of the local cities condemned the action, as did the Orange County Board of Supervisors. I was sort of surprised at this unanimous consensus. And so, you know, Gavin Newsom feels overconfident because basically he's in a very blue state.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done something that a governor ought not do. It is dangerous to offend local officials from counties and cities. So some of the counties have essentially created sanctuary counties and said, we're not following the order. A county called Modoc County that's up in the hills said, we're opening. In Victorville, California, a big gym, 24-hour fitness gym, the franchise owner opened the door, put a giant-size constitution in the entry, decorated his gym with red, white, and blue, and just basically said, we're going to open. We consider gyms to be essential. He spaced out the equipment to try to have some distancing. Most of the people mm-hmm. wore masks. And it's just like what's happening right now in Florida, Texas, and Georgia. And exactly. we have these blue state wannabe dictators. And the worst of them, I put Governor Grissom in that category. But I also, this unbelievable, Bruce Jenner lookalike that governs Michigan, who's been called Adolfina Whittler.
They've come up with more names for her.
Yeah, and it's all of this one-size-fits-all, mm-hmm. politically agenda-driven, trying to prolong the lockdown to damage the economy because of the election in November. It's just mm-hmm. so transparent now.
Exactly.
Because in all these states, we flattened the curve. The number of infections heading downward. We don't have any problems with the medical infrastructure. As a matter of fact, we have so much available and hospitals can't do elective surgery. So we have hospitals closing down, laying off doctors and nurses during a pandemic. So it's like, it's everything is so strong. People who pay attention, and that's why this is a organic, spontaneous mm-hmm. set of protests. You see ordinary people who don't go out, who are not paid by George Soros, who are yes. not like Antifa. Yeah. And in the case of Sacramento, these ordinary people were met with SWAT teams in full riot gear with fully automatic weapons.
That's
and
insane.
33 people got arrested, and they were roughed up in the process. And that's because Governor Grissom lives in that area, and he wanted to send a message.
Yes. Well, the people are sending a message that the Constitution is still alive and well, right? And that's what this is all about. I mean, they are standing on their First Amendment right of speech and right to assemble, and they're doing that. And then the other thing, going back to what we said earlier, and what I was... I don't know, maybe I'd call me skeptical, but some of these pictures, I mean, you can make the people look a lot closer than actually, I mean, depending on the angle in which you're shooting. And of course, for me, coming from Huntington Beach, I'm very familiar with that area they were shooting. And I said, well, that angle is suspicious. I mean, they presented that POV on that camera in such a way that it made it look as bad as it could make it look to justify Governor Grissom's, as you say, his edict to shut down all beaches, which is amazing. Because I can't imagine even down in San Clemente there next to the Marine Corps base right along that 17-mile drive that, that's packed because that doesn't get very well congested.
No.
And why would you make that arbitrary decision?
Exactly. No, it makes no sense. No, you're absolutely right about the camera angle. And the people that were close, which is very common, you go to the beach, mm-hmm. they're on a blanket together. Well, guess right. who it is? It's mom, dad, mm-hmm. the kids,
right?
Maybe aunt, uncle. People who live together don't socially distance in their homes. And so when they go to the beach, they're close. It was a very distorted view. And you mentioned San Clemente. There's a restaurant over the weekend. The owner said, "I'm opening." And of course, he moved the tables apart. This was in San Clemente,
right?
And he had a visit from the health department. They told him, if he doesn't close, they could take his license away. They gave him warnings. He said, "Look." He told the press, he said, if Gavin wants to pay my mortgage, I'll go ahead and shut down. Right. But I have a choice between losing the business that I've sweated and sweat blood to make work or opening this. And so I've decided I'll take a chance because I've got nothing to lose.
Where's the sheriff at this point, James? Is the sheriff doing any pushback on that in that area?
The sheriff, they play, I understand the sheriff paid a perfunctory visit because there's a county order in place that technically, you know, a restaurant can't open. But this guy did the right things. He's sanitizing, socially distanced. He's saying he's got his employees wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's part of, and there's another one in Northern California, all over the country, people mm-hmm. are looking at data.
Exactly. James, we've got to go to quick break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst continues. James, you were saying that you know, these draconian measures by these Democratic governors, especially, although it's not every one of them. Some of them have found a way, and I said this the other day, found a way to find some way to agree with the federal guidelines and Donald Trump. Though in the party, that, you know, brings some ire of tried and true ideological Democrats. But what's happened is if they are not in, and we're not asking and even suggesting that they should be 100% agreement, but they should find some basis on which to agree with the federal guidelines and President Trump, because President Trump can give him cover, as he's done for the governor of New Jersey. He's done it for Ron DeSantis in Florida and others. I think that he was a little unfair with Governor Kemp, just my personal opinion. But these other governors who have just chosen to go on their own, whether it's Governor Whitmer or, you know, Governor Newsom in California, they're out there on their own and feeling the full weight and frustration of their constituency. And maybe they were thinking going in, well, we'll just defer it and let it end up in Trump's bucket. But the fact of the matter is politics is local. And when the locals are offended, they deal with their immediate people, whether it's a sheriff, you know, a mayor or a governor, right?
Of course. And you know, the local press also generally tends to not be as myopic as the national press. And so things actually do get reported and get through. You know, the thing is, what I was saying is that the people are waking up and saying that they were told that 2 million people would die. Then they were, and they know that that's ridiculous. They were told of a very high mortality rate, nothing like the flu.
Right.
Now with the antibody test and the new data, the American Medical Association, Dr. Fauci himself, uses the term severe flu to describe this.
Right.
New numbers are coming in saying that the mortality rate may be even lower than a severe flu.
Mm.
So people are saying, well, wait a second. They're asking questions like, none of the employees of my local grocer or hardware store, things that are deemed essential, have had any problems. None of
right.
them are getting sick.
Exactly.
And none of the people who go to the stores are getting sick. So if they can be open, why can't we open all the retail?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a question. The answer is clearly, sensibly, logically, the answer is yes. And now that we see Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, and other states opening, the pressure is going to be so enormous. But then you have, like, the governor of Oregon, who issued an order to continue to July.
Yes.
I mean, it's as if they're digging their heels and want to get more burdensome at a time when things are loosening up. Plus, we have the data from Sweden, and we have the data from about a good number of states in this country that never shut down at
right.
all.
And, James, the other problem we have, speaking of the data and the numbers, is that, you know, we're over 60,000 deaths right now. And the number, of course, has been dynamic. It started at, you know, millions, and now, you know, in a couple hundred thousand. Now we're thinking, okay, maybe 75 to 100,000. But we're still questioning those numbers because we know in many cases, anecdotally, especially what's being reported, even by doctors, is that they're being made to identify something as a COVID-19 death when it was death by another thing. But, you know, there are some symptoms of the, which could be symptoms of the flu, but as Dr. Birx even said, it's okay to assume, which is really scary, because when you're talking about numbers, how can we assume that somebody has died of COVID when it could be of some other comorbidity?
Yeah, I mean, we've had enough report to come to the conclusion that the numbers are inflated. But
right.
even in the numbers that they're reporting, the vast, large majority of them are happening at nursing homes, retirement
mm-hmm.
facilities,
yes.
to people that are over 75, and many of whom have the comorbidities, meaning another cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the mortality rate for those below 75, and otherwise healthy, it's a fraction of the flu. It's
mm-hmm.
tiny.
Yes.
Here in California, The number of deaths are 5 per 100,000.
Wow.
You got a better chance of being struck by lightning. You got a better chance of Hillary getting the nomination for the Democrat Party than you do of dying.
Exactly.
Unless you're Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. Unless, exactly. Well, James, in your recent column, it's interesting, you know, you talk about, you know, about China and what Hollywood is going to be doing, you know, towards China, because, you know, America, you know, they're frustrated because they're looking at this thing has been thrust upon them, you know, the cost of our jobs and our economy and all this. And we say, thank you very much, China. But the president has continued to investigate. And meanwhile, Texas Senator Ted Cruz has come up with, I think, a brilliant idea. Tell our audience about that.
And look, you know, we know that China's influenced our media, our politicians, our academics. We know the way people, while China was covering up the information the world needed, causing all these deaths, we know that the media and politicians for years have been covering up for China. And obviously, we don't, that's very unhealthy for people. Now, in Hollywood, they're very cozy with China because China's become the number one movie market and consumer of entertainment in the world, and China has been a big source of financing for a risky proposition called movies. But what's happened over the years is it's got to be a routine for the big studios to check in with the Chinese communist censor on scripts before they're green-lighted, before they're released, because China, of course, is a culture of censorship. And it has a quota system, and they really want their films to be released in China. And so we've had a number of films over the years where the plots were changed. Some of them are ridiculous and comical.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh was banned in China because there was a group that put up on the internet that the president of China, Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, looks like Winnie the Pooh, which if you look at him at a certain angle, he does. So that part of this is personal to, you know, the ruling elite of communist China. And part of it is this constant set of lies and propaganda to try to make China acceptable to the world, to project an image of China that happens to be a lie. Because
exactly.
You know what China does, it destroys people's lives, it puts people in concentration camps, it suppresses religious freedom.
It harvests your organs.
Yeah, it harvests your organs, it jails any dissenters, and no one is freely elected or accountable.
Mm-hmm.
It is a totalitarian dictatorship.
And meanwhile, the NBA bows at their altar.
Yeah, the NBA, and of course Hollywood. It goes back to the 90s when they released a film that happened to deal with the subject of Tibet, which you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sympathetic to the Dalai Lama, who the Chinese hate.
Right.
It was called Kundun. It was a Martin Scorsese film. It was banned, and China got so angry they banned Disney. They wouldn't let any Disney come in, and it took years of pleading and negotiating until they opened Disneyland in Shanghai in 2016. But over the years, there's been these scripts that have been changed. So what Ted Cruz came up with, he said, look, Hollywood makes lots of films, and they come to us. They use our Navy ships and our planes, kind of like Top Gun 2.
Mm-hmm. We got about 30 seconds left, James. Sorry, go ahead.
So if you cavort with China's censors, we're not going to give you any assistance or money, and that at least is a wake-up call to Hollywood. Stop handing our stuff over to Chinese censors and get some financing from somewhere else.
Exactly, and we're going to leave the Taiwan flag on Top Gun with Tom Cruise. James Harrison, best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here with Bill Martinez. James, as always, appreciate the time and the insight, buddy. Until next week, be safe and stay healthy. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America inching towards getting its economy running again, according to President Trump, who spoke at a Honeywell manufacturing facility in Arizona yesterday. He said the nation has reached the next stage of the battle against COVID-19, and he said it's part of a safe and gradual reopening plan. President Trump also saying the pandemic and the need for things like masks and other medical equipment highlights the importance of bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States.
In recent decades, Washington politicians allowed our independence to be offshored, outsourced, and ceded to foreign countries, but we're taking it back.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says the vast majority of evidence indicates the virus was natural and not man-made and was not intentionally released, as some have suggested. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, all that President Trump said, experts, when I say that, I know some people, there are some people who still want to wince, but I've got to just say this. Look, you need to calm down a little bit about President Trump. Because forget about what the media is saying. When you really analyze it at the end of the day, he's been more right than wrong. And what the media would want to say in terms of, allegedly how the president has lied about things, I mean, this is not bringing this country together. This is dividing us. And the very people that are complaining about us being dividing are the ones that are doing the action of division. Have you noticed that? So look it. We are on a fixed mission objective here, and that is to get this country back on track and to get us working again and to get this coronavirus in the rearview mirror as safely and as quickly as possible. As Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chairman of the Tea Party Patriots Action and founder and president, has said, in the last 6 weeks, more than 30 million of our fellow citizens have lost their jobs due to government's lockdown orders. Domestic violence is up, child abuse is up, calls to suicide hotlines are up. It's time to reopen American society. This is not an either-or decision. We can reopen society and still take prudent precautions. The time for cowering is over. Jenny Beth, these are words that needed to be heard, that people need to understand. Look, we've invested our time, somewhere between 4, 6, some 8 weeks in this lockdown nation that we've been under, and look at the results, and let's, if we can, determine the true results, because these models are all over the place and they're confusing. And America says, look at all things considered, even with the worst numbers, you know, we're still alive and well, and we need to be working again.
We do need to be working again. I think that the important thing to do is to go back and look at why we began the shelter, not the shelter in place, but why we began the flatten the curve, slow the spread in the first place. And we did this to ensure that our hospitals could handle the potential for surge capacity related to coronavirus. We wanted to make sure that they had ventilators, so they have personal protective equipment, and that we had the means to get ventilators to them. President Trump and the Coronavirus Task Force did that. We have the ventilators now. We have the air bridge to transport ventilators from one part of the country to the other. In fact, we have so many ventilators that now in the state of New York, where Governor Cuomo said initially he was going to need 30,000 ventilators, he's actually given ventilators to other states. We have prepared hospitals, and now it is time to get back to work. We have, on average, over 500 Americans every single minute in this country losing their jobs.
Yes.
That means they're losing their livelihoods. They can't provide for themselves or their families.
And people don't understand this, Jenny, unless it's their job that's lost. Because right now, one in five, I mean, I don't know what family escapes those kind of numbers. Someone in your family is without a job right now, through nothing, through no fault of their own, but because of this pandemic. And also, I think at the end of the day, we'll look back and say, in some instances, the way we poorly handled it, and poorly handled it has more to do with the information. We basically have yielded ourselves to data and the scientists. And now, I find it quite ironic. Of course, you may have heard, you know, the big professor out of England who got himself in trouble. You know, here he is talking about social distancing, and he finds a girlfriend who happens to be married. Oh, by the way, I mean, the scandal is so bad. They end up having to resign. But he is really, for all intent purposes, he's been at the apex of this modeling that has proven to be so faulty, but has had such great influence on the World Health Organization, scientists here in the United States, in Europe. And this guy comes from the center of the same group of people that gave us all the fear-mongering over a climate change. And where our, you know, where our world would be right now, or should have been 10 years ago, if you looked at the models that Al Gore perpetrated. So the very same people that gave us that have lived another day to really, be, you know, give us some fear mongering and have us, you know, quarantined for 6 to 8 weeks, devastated our economy and the American people.
You know, you say something that's very right. They have created such fear-mongering that there are people across this country. In fact, I think the majority of Americans across the country right now are afraid to leave their home. They are afraid to go outside. They may run to the grocery store and run back, but they are afraid to do more than that, even though going to the grocery store where everyone else in their entire community is going, because in some cases it's the only store around that's open, is exposing them to the virus. Well, if you want to look at the data, then we need to step back and look at all the data, not just the projections and the scary what might happen, what if happens, but what actually did happen. I know of moms who are afraid to let their children go outside to play still right now.
Exactly.
This virus, it is deadly, and it is worthy of our fear and our respect, especially when you have pre-existing conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. In fact, and we should be concerned about that and the people who are at high risk, and they should take the virus very, very seriously. 80% of people who are 80 years old and older never even are hospitalized from the virus.
Exactly.
And I was looking at the CDC website for the provisional death count. This is the page that has the death certificate information, so it gets deeper into the details and the demographics of the people who have died. as of earlier this week, the count on that page was 37,300 people, roughly 37,000 people. I don't have the exact number, 37,000 people. Right. Of those people, only nine were 14 years old and younger. Only nine people who died who were 14 years old and younger out of 37,000 people. It's less than 1% chance, or 1% death rate for those who are 14 years old and younger. And of the ones who are 24 and younger, it was only 51 people who had died. Now, those 51 people and their families, they are in my prayers, and I know that that has to be devastating for them. Mm-hmm. When you look at the numbers and the data from that, you realize it is not as risky for young Americans, whether right. it's a young adult or a child. Mm-hmm. And we need to start looking at that so we can have facts to balance out our fear.
Right. And the other thing is still the numbers themselves, as you will see, and even Dr. Burke said, if somebody dies in a hospital and there are symptoms of COVID, it's okay to assume. I mean, this is a scientist saying, this is a doctor saying, it's okay to assume that it's death by COVID. See, these are inflating the numbers. And some argue, well, there's some underestimates on the other side. Regardless, but you see, this is the problem, whether it's global warming or in this pandemic, is that we need the facts, Jack. I don't need numbers that are worked or presumptive, especially with all the fear-mongering and what we're doing to our economy and to people right now. And, you know, making, I mean, it's amazing to me that here, as you pointed out very clearly, the people that are most vulnerable, especially those that are in, retirement centers or convalescent hospitals, and the governor of New York deposits people with COVID into these facilities. What did you think was going to happen?
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And look, I think that the most important thing we can do is arm ourselves with the facts, replace our fear with facts, and reopen this country.
Amen. I'm right with you on it. I mean, when you have one out of five Americans unemployed, where, you know, not that long ago, I mean, it was only about 8 weeks ago, we were rolling along looking at a strong economy, and then here we have this pandemic to deal with. But I'm telling you, this is a true test of America's character. And this, too, shall pass, and we'll get on the other side of this, and it's an opportunity for us in terms of character strengthening, Jenny Beth, and I know you believe in this as well, is this challenge is going to make us stronger.
It will make us stronger, absolutely.
Stronger and smarter. And we're going to hold our government accountable. You better believe it. Jenny Beth Martin right here on Bill Martinez Live. Jenny Beth, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
This is sponsored by the American Association of Endodontists, AAE. During the coronavirus pandemic, 84% of endodontists' offices remain open for treating patients with dental emergencies. By addressing a large percentage of all emergency dental care services during this pandemic, endodontists are adept at current infectious control protocols. Dr. Alan H. Gluskin, president of the AAE.
If you have severe tooth pain or a dental infection-related fever, contact your local endodontist immediately rather than going to the hospital emergency room for urgent care. Also remember, good oral health practices are tied to overall health, including fighting infection. Wash your hands before and after brushing and flossing, and keep your toothbrush clean by rinsing it with water after brushing.
For more information, please visit www.findmyendodontist.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. Always good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is my good friend Bob Waliszewski. Daughter Kelsey, the daughter unit, is, which I'm amazed, she's been on a couple airplanes heading to Texas, huh, Robert?
Yes, and I was surprised too because I'd heard that Delta was not flying out of Kona. If you were going to the mainland and trying to use Delta, you'd have to go out of Honolulu. But nope, she caught it in Kona. And last night, she's taking a friend who she's 67 years old. Mm-hmm. My daughter is 32, but her friend is 67. She's going in the hospice. She's been on the island pre-COVID time. And she just needed someone to be with her. And Kelsey's got such a big heart. She's like, I'm there. I will.
This is why she's my adopted daughter, Robert. You know that.
She's a sweetie.
Yeah, she's really absolutely award-winning. You and Lisa have just done an outstanding job with Kels. And so we wish her safe travels. But I was surprised to hear that she was able to get on a plane. But as you said, and as others have said, I guess the airlines are still flying in somewhat of a restricted nature. But some of it is just natural. People just aren't getting on the airplane. And I guess she had really the maximized of first class, because there were so many open seats, right?
Full row. And I asked her that. I sent her a text. I said, did you get a full row? And she said both her friend and herself did. So, you know, that's better than first class. Sit your butt in the middle and lay down and on those over the water, leaving at 9 o'clock at night, he gets a little sleep that way.
Yeah. You know what you and I are going to create? We're going to create a special device that you can put over when you have the whole row that covers up the uncomfortable spots of the, the seat belts that can annoyingly get in the way and jab you in the side. But if we can come up with something here, I'm sure Kels, and we'll sell it on her Moy Moy Market, place. What do you
think?
I love that idea, Bill. I love that idea. Although it is so rare in normal economy days to get a whole row to yourself. But right now, unfortunately, there's way too much of people who do fly and have to fly getting whole rows to themselves. I'm hoping that ends quickly because the airlines need it. We all need it. We all need to see this economy going back again. So.
Exactly. Well, speaking of COVID-19, of course, our daughter is in Maui, so we get near daily reports. But, you know, give our audience an update as to what the islands are experiencing under COVID-19 right now, Bob.
Yeah, our governor just extended for another month, like many states have done. Not all states. You've got Georgia, Texas, back kind of trying to do little business as usual. But Hawaii is not one of those states. So on Saturday, this past Saturday, the governor extended it to May 31st. With stay-at-home orders in place. The one nice thing about this is that he just reopened it. He actually went one way and then he reversed himself and he says you're allowed to go out in the ocean and swim. If you have a paddle board, you can go out and exercise on your paddle board. If you have a kayak, you can exercise on your kayak. You can run along the beach, walk along the beach. Problem is the beaches are closed, so how to get to the beach is kind of, he kind of didn't think that through. So if you can figure creatively how to get to the beach, you can use the water for exercise. So that's a nice thing for those of us who don't want to just sit 24/7 in our houses and would like to go for a walk or go for a swim. That is nice. But we are pretty much in lockdown mode, as most of the world is, and certainly most of the states in the United States still.
Amazing, though, Bob, because you've had, according to the count I'm looking here, you got 14 deaths is all that's been reported on the islands. And, and overall, I think we're talking the majority of the states less than less than, I think, 100. And even then, about 47, 48, less than 1,500 deaths. And we've locked down the economy on this. And we've absolutely brain damaged our citizens over this deal. I think we're going to need therapy. I mean, forget about all this extra money or not extra money, but money we need to get by. We're going to need money to pay for therapy.
Well, there's been 602 cases of COVID reported on all the various islands.
Right.
And 500 of those, roughly, have already come out of quarantine.
You got a great recovery rate. I mean, better than any other state. I mean, what is it, the POI? What is it that's doing it?
Well, I don't think the president is too far off when he said warm weather and a little sunshine is good for the killing off the virus. I mean, we don't know for sure. There's not been some double blind studies done, but it seems to say to me, and common sense would say to me, that if ultraviolet light kills viruses, that being out in ultraviolet good sunshine might go a long way to help us a little bit. And it certainly seems like it's been playing out for those in Hawaii.
Yes, definitely seems to be the case. Hey, let's talk about your latest podcast, predicated on the movie, I'll Push You.
Yes, it's called The Talking Story Podcast. For those listeners who would love podcasts and want to hear, you have to type in the word The Talking Story Podcast.
Important adjective article. Important adjective article. The.
It is. Someday I hope it isn't. Someday I hope you can just start talking story, but right now it's not doing that. We're not big enough yet, but someday I think SEO will put us up there a little bit. We'll see. But anyway, we were able to interview Jason Skisak and Patrick Gray. Back a few years ago, Jason is wheelchair bound and Patrick was the muscles. They decided to do the Camino de Santiago 500-mile trek across Europe, basically, Western Europe, land in Spain, and push a wheelchair that far. Now, they made a movie. They took a film crew along, not to help them push, but to help document what was going on. And when I was working at Focus, of course, you know, Bill, many of our listeners probably do too, I was a film critic there for Focus. And when I heard that there was a documentary about a guy pushing someone 500 miles on a wheelchair, I yawned and thought, oh boy, this is going to be a boring one. But I've got to watch it. I felt I really needed to. And instead, it became one of my top 15 movies of all time. I really loved it. I was crying at the end. I saw these guys' incredible friendship. It was really touching to me. It was inspiring. And just a whole lot of story pushed in a documentary called I'll Push You. Anyways, we interviewed those guys behind the movie to hear some of the extra stories that were happening on their 500-mile trek. It's definitely one of my very favorite podcasts, and we've been doing one a week since we launched October of last year.
Wow.
And anyways, highly recommended it for those that listen to podcasts. And I realize not all your listeners do, but some of them do. They go jogging like I do and want to listen to a podcast, and I'll just do a thumbs up for that one. So,
well, that's awesome, because I remember the story, you know, when it's out. And, you know, certain times you'll come across stories that are just kind of amazing, where they, you know, at first thought, first blemish, you think, is it going to be that big a deal? And then you're embarrassed and humbled to realize that it has that kind of impact. And, you know, and that's when you go to God and you go, oh, forgive me.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been trying to tell everyone I know, even if they don't listen to the podcast, go find the movie. And there's a website, IllPushYou.com, and I believe you can watch the movie directly from that link for like $5. And so if you're in lockdown mode, listener, and you want a very inspiring movie that you could watch with your whole family, the documentary, I'll Push You, watch that with your family. It's great, 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 great.
So what special takeaway did you get from, you know, and I imagine there was probably many in talking directly with Jason and Patrick that added, you know, to the movie experience for you?
Well, Bill, you can push back on this, but I have this feeling that many women experience close friendships with other women, but that it's a rare thing for men to have a very, I mean, we have, you know, buddy relationship. You and I are close, you know. I think the world of you kind of thing. But I'm talking about a super, super, very, very close relationship. Most men don't have that.
Well, and you know, I will push back a little bit, because, and maybe I've just been fortunate in my life that I have some close friends, and, you know, and as well, I consider you as one. And if you wanted me to put, I'd push you. If you needed to do that, but it wouldn't be over. It wouldn't be over a cliff or anything like that, like Granny and what the Democrats want to do to some people. No, but there's just been something from day one between you and I that, you know, I feel, you know, and our families, how they've been able to come together. It's really it's special, and I'm blessed, for those kind of, you know, these kind of relationships. But you're right. I think it's more common for women, you know, to kind of do that, but I would say probably one of the instruments, at least in my personal life, although I've had good relationships, in fact, my personal doctor, he and I, we've been together since grade school. You know, our relationship has been very, very special, and has been a lengthy one, and I'm grateful for that. I guess I've been privileged, but what helped me a lot here recently was Promise Keepers. You know, during the 80s and 90s, Bob, I got to tell you, that was very, very helpful, and generated some very close relationships I still maintain since then. Bob Waliszewski, remind everybody how they can be in touch and tune in to the podcast, the Talking Story podcast.
Yeah, whether you're on iTunes or any of the other platforms, type in those words, The Talking Story Podcast, and then subscribe so you can start getting regular to your feed. I think you'll be blessed.
Aloha, Bob. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
We'll see you soon, buddy. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
You guys be safe and well. All righty. Ciao. Bye.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.